Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And our first question, former Dolphins head coach Don Shula earlier this week said if the Patriots go undefeated, then there should be an asterisk beside it. Now, he later backtracked. The question is, was the damage already done at that point?
You think we were talking about the Magruder film here. We're talking about the Jay Glazer video.
Magruder?
Yeah,
I like that.
Zapruder?
Magruder.
Magruder. What do you think we're talking about? Five plays.
You've been sitting beside Terry.
Five plays into that game, this video was confiscated.
The Don and Mike Show.
Which one said Magruder film?
Howie Long.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
They believe in God, and he believes in them.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel? Right? The ultimate CEO? Biggest celebrity of them all?
Yeah.
Who's down with G-O-D?
Let's hear it for God.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
How about you, Buzz?
Hey there, Buzzy!
Hi.
How about you there, Buzzy?
Hi there.
How about that Christ?
he's
just, it's Veterans Day!
He's just all right.
And we know that yesterday was Veterans Day, but bank tellers everywhere are celebrating today as Veterans Day.
Bank tellers, municipal office buildings.
Regis.
You know who that show fooled today?
Who?
Mike O'Mara.
It got me. It got me. Completely hook, line, and sinker. They put it in the smallest possible letters.
You got to really watch the beginning of the Regis and Kelly show.
That irritates me.
First couple of seconds.
When they tape a show and they want to sneak it on there as it being live, they put on the bottom of the screen in a color that almost matches the color of their set.
Very gray.
It says, previously recorded. So they come out today.
Sneak out. And that's right. He got the day off for Veterans Day.
They come out to start the show, and he's like, well, here it is, Monday, Veterans Day. I hope you had a nice weekend.
How was your weekend? What did you do?
And then she says, we had a great weekend. And right away he says, well, we have cheesecake that tastes like pumpkin. Let's taste cheesecake.
Yeah, because they're not going to recap their weekend because they haven't had it yet.
Exactly.
Because they recorded on Friday.
Right. But it fooled you.
Yeah. It's sneaky.
It
I'm jealous in a way, and I think you are too, because the way they do that, you know, we could pull that crap off, we'd probably do it too.
I caught it, though.
You did catch it.
I called Rob right
away. But you're like me. You're jealous of the way they try so hard to make their replay, their best of segment, seem like it's really live.
Well, now, Regis and Kelly do it two different ways. If it is a bona fide best of show, they cut like a jive 10-minute opening where they say we have the lineup, which is the lineup of all time. Today it was a total fake show, like they probably taped it last Thursday or Friday.
Guests included, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Very, very sneaky. That's the Gelman factor.
So if you've got a
it's
show
like he's not out of the closet yet.
If you've got a show like that in the can, you're praying that nothing awful happens over the weekend. No gigantic.
Yeah, there's an amazing story over the weekend. You're gonna be missing.
It's a gamble.
Princess Di, you know, runs into another pole. Well,
but it's Regis too. You know, it's not like we're talking about Tom Brokaw. You know, it's not like Brian Williams is going to have his plane diverted because there's some national disaster.
But what would they do if, God forbid, Regis passed? I bet they'd still air it.
Yeah, they'd run it in. I bet Gelman would still air that.
Sure. And they
don't tell anybody he's dead.
Don't leak it till Tuesday.
I'm dead. Now, what did you do this past weekend? Died. I died.
Did you tape JB yesterday?
I did.
Did you count the indeeds?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh. There had to be at least four or five and one break where he said indeed twice.
Indeed.
He's gotten away from that, so I hadn't been counting them. He's still all over okay, folks, on every transition.
Right.
Particularly when they go around to every stadium.
Right.
And he's got to switch from, like, Dan Dierdorf to another quarterback. And he's okay, folks.
Although Frank Caliendo yesterday, we're kind of talking about football here, really good Frank Caliendo segment. He was not on it.
Yeah.
He started the same as he was in bed, like in a little boy bed with a Pop-Tarts pillow and a hamburger phone.
He fits into that bed.
Those and he said, I'm too tired to do the segment. Let me call somebody else. And it was Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, really?
You know how Jimmy Kimmel used to do that bit?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So it's pretty. So that
Jimmy Kimmel has been just killing himself. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's doing everything.
Working hard.
I got the impression it was because he got the bad reception after Monday Night Football that he did sort of that as sort of a hey you to the ABC family.
I believe so as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I wouldn't probably. Be surprised at all.
But I almost fell down when he said, I miss those guys. The guy with the big flat head and that old lady who's balding.
That old balding.
That old lady.
And Chris, referring to Chris Collinsworth. And then he ended it by saying, so those are my picks. Back to you, JB.
Did you see after halftime of the Dallas game when Jimmy Johnson was raving out about the penalty at the end,
yeah.
And his eyes were practically bugging out of his head, and all Terry Bradshaw could do was laugh at him?
Can I tell you something?
Hysterical.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I went back 3 or 4 times and watched it,
right,
and thought that's what Jimmy Johnson really was like at
when he was coaching
as a coach. Buzz, here's the thing.
All right.
The Cowboys have a play where they've stopped the Giants.
Right.
And a Cowboy player is taunting the Giant guy when he's on the ground.
Standing over him, you know, just pointing at him, doing a little dance.
Right.
So immediately, the Giants, rather than having to punt, they get 15 yards.
Get a 15-yard, go down, get a field goal.
Eli Manning throws a great pass to Shockey. They get the field goal.
Okay.
So they come to halftime and they say to Jimmy Johnson, what would you have said? And...
He's doing his whole discipline thing.
And if he doesn't look like a grown-up big boy, like Bob's big guy.
His head, you know, he's got an oversized head to start with.
Right.
It looked like somebody was putting hydrogen into his head.
And I know that they've goofed on him and Bob's big boy before that in previous shows.
His eyes start, you know, wow. And you combine that with Ditka's eyes during the commercial for Circuit City with John Elway.
Yeah. No, but Jimmy
and they
Johnson,
got these eyes that are all out of whack.
They said, what would you do about that? And I'm telling you, he looked in the camera and he said, you take that player and you say to him, you are stupid.
You are a moron.
You are making us lose this game. We cannot win this game with stupid plays like this. And you're right. You hear in the corner, you hear Terry Bradshaw laughing.
Still a player. Bradshaw is still a player. He's still the coach. And Bradshaw is just laughing, just kind of, you know, elbowing the guy that's the anchor now and just laughing at Jimmy Johnson. But Jimmy Johnson, absolutely right. I mean, any coach. And I don't think Wade Phillips does that when they go into the locker room, even though they won the game. No, I think that it's the biggest showboat team in the league right
did
now.
Did you catch Jimmy Johnson's other not-so-veiled thought on that? At the end of that rave out, he said, and what do you think Bill Parcells is thinking right now? Well, that's what you get when you run a loose ship, when you run a lazy program, when you take it easy on the players.
Yeah, no, he was real. Yeah. That was the real Jimmy Johnson coming out, that he was furious. He wanted to go down there and run into the locker room himself, because it wasn't the first time that had happened during that game. They'd taken a couple of stupid penalties, and then they had the one guy for Dallas that scored the touchdown, did the showboat play where he laid the ball down on the goal line, which so easily could have been knocked out of his hand. But I guess, is that Wade Phillips' rap? You know more about it than I do. Is that his rap as a coach, that he runs that loose ship, that he lets them all have fun like that?
Players coach, Mike.
Ah, players coach.
They're running all over him because they're winning right now. Right.
Yep.
Wait till
the heat comes on. You'll see what happens with that.
Packers, what can you say? Goddamn. 8-1, what can you say? Even when Favre goes back and throws.
They're in the elite.
A ridiculous, retarded pass that goes to a Minnesota defender. It bounces out of his hands into another Minnesota defender's hands and then bounces into a Packers' hands. And then there are the local boys, the Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm. I thought they played fantastic.
There's the fan.
First off, you're doomed if Kenny Albert is doing the play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's a bad game. The network doesn't think it's a good game. Uh-huh. If you have Kenny Albert as your number one guy.
If he calls one more game, I think he's going to buy a condo in Landover.
It's Kenny Albert.
Called like 6 games for them this year.
It's Kenny Albert. And who's the Frankenstein that he works with?
Moose Johnson.
Moose Johnson.
And then they have big fat Tony Siragusa on the field. And while that in itself is a good idea, their microphones always sound like this. Let's go down to the field. And it's like, well, they got lots more down here. Wow, they're really getting out of man. I used to play football.
And he's Siragusa.
And he's standing on the sidelines. He's got like a little iPod thing in one ear. And it's just, the coverage is ridiculous. The guy, what's his name? Marv Albert's son, Kenny Albert.
Kenny Albert, right.
Kenny Albert only has one speed.
This is the only way we're going to do this right now. This is a team that was cruising on defense, has now just dropped the ball against the Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, seriously, he makes Larry Michael look like Vince Scully.
I tell you, any way you slice it, you look at that game yesterday, and it was the battle of the who sucks more.
The Redskins do? I mean, I know we broadcast to a lot of cities with a lot of NFL teams.
Yes, there's a lot of NFL action around the great United States.
Including Miami, where unfortunately you're still 0-1, whatever. Mm. I'm telling you, here in D.C., it really seriously is time for someone to give Joe Gibbs the old guy test, to give him the test, mm-hmm. to see, first off, if he can still drive.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then second, see if he's qualified to coach. There are the problems are multifold.
They are multifold. It's not all Joe Gibbs.
But when you're coming down to the two-minute warning, 2 minutes and 8 seconds left in the half, why do you call timeout?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to get a clock stoppage at 8 seconds.
Right.
They got no timeouts for the last 10 minutes of the goddamn game.
Wow.
Because there's a play that happens, and everybody in the stands sees it's not a touchdown, but old man Reagan pulls out his flag.
That's what I'm calling it. It was a very frustrating game.
Joe Reagan, Ronald Gibbs out there, our all-timers coach, and God love him.
Yeah.
But really, somebody put the old man out to pasture.
Well, it's the Washington Redskins mystique. You know, I mean, there are many sports teams. There are many sports teams in this town. But I'll tell you, looking at the Washington Post today,
there is no more mystique.
It's delightful that they're almost the Washington Redskins for the last many years have been treated almost like meteorologists in this town. That you can come out and you can fail all year. You can fail every season. You can fail. But you still get the half-page coverage, the full page of a Redskins game. I mean, this town, it's Redskins. And I think that I think at a certain point, I know this town is Redskins crazy. But I think at a certain point you realize, hey, you know, we are still living on the shoulders of those great teams that won Super Bowls with Joe Gibbs. We don't have to do anything because we're still going to be the only sports franchise in this town.
Right.
And it sucks. And you know who's responsible for it? All the sports guys are responsible for it. All the people that write for sports in this town, that's the only sport that people pay attention to. And I know it's popular, but it's the player. I think, you know, where is it?
George Michael.
Here's my say. Hold on. I'm looking at this, and I see an old guy. Not that an old guy can't do this job. You got a guy like Dick Vermeil who can do this job. You got a lot of old guys that can do it. I look at this game with the Redskins, and I see guys that look at him, and I know how they look at him.
Mm.
They look at him the way we look at Michael Hughes. He is a joke. They don't take him seriously. There's all this crap about doing things the Redskins way.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the way the guys played 17 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I checked out the post-game show last night.
Right.
Now, I'm not one that wants to hear a guy crying after a game.
Okay.
Right? It's a simple game, as Manny said. Mm-hmm. It's not the end of the world.
Right.
But, you know, when I turn on the locker room show and I want to hear the magic of Larry Michael and Sam Huff, that is the car wreck, that's them, attempting, like, to talk to Prince Harry immediately after a Princess Di was killed.
Right.
That's the tone they have in the locker room, which is hilarious.
Which is ridiculous, too, because it's the same thing. It's the Redskins. Oh, my God. The attitude, it's so effed up in this town.
What I was hearing and what I saw on Comcast later were guys goofing around in the locker room.
Right.
Redskins guys, they talked to Chris Samuels. He's a guy I saw on TV, and they said, what happened out there today? And he, big smile on his face, said, "Puh. I don't know, maybe it's the devil. I'm not sure." Now, the old Joe Gibbs, the Joe Gibbs that people want to fillet, the old Joe Gibbs would have had a meeting and would have gotten mad and would have said, shut up.
Yeah.
You don't do that stuff.
Quietly, in the way he used to do it even back then, quietly, the old Joe Gibbs, the guy probably wouldn't have been on the team for long.
I don't know.
Isn't that the way Joe used to do it? Didn't Joe just kind of, you didn't play to his system? You quietly, you were out of town. You got, your ass was off the team.
Isn't it about respect? I mean,
You
know, if you think the guy's got a stick and he might use it, well, then you respect him.
But right? I think it's a bigger problem than Joe Gibbs. I really do. I think it's a bigger problem than Joe Gibbs. I think that the entire franchise has gotten fat and ignorant. I think they've gotten completely, and I don't mean ignorant, I mean arrogant. There's an arrogance the way they treat their fans because they know they will always come back no matter how many times, you know, you wee all over them. It doesn't matter. You're still going to come back for more. And the team is just, It's this mediocrity, but it's still 90,000 strong because they're. I think the fans deserve better in this town.
You're say,
I really
do. I know a lot of you guys in other teams, and other cities, go, "Hey, the Redskins are 5-4.
Yeah,
what's the problem?
Right.
Here's no problem, except here in this town, it's presented like this: they're 5-4, but if not for an unlucky break, they could be
Super Bowl
7-2. Uh-huh. And if they beat Dallas next week, well. Then they're going to be 6-4, and who? I mean, you know, who thinks they can beat Dallas? They get beat by New England by 50 points.
Ouch!
They can barely beat the stinking New York Jets. And yesterday, you guys suck ass.
I think it's the longest honeymoon period for a team after a Super Bowl win that I have ever seen in my life. These guys still get treated like they're Super Bowl, like they won the Super Bowl last year.
Will it ever end?
Let me give you a little balance on this. St. Louis, mm-hmm. They just moved that team there, 15 years ago? They won a Super Bowl, and they were in a Super Bowl within the last 7 years.
Right.
Already, they're not selling out games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works in most cities.
In a normal
town.
They don't win.
Especially in the NFL. If you perform, you're going to draw.
You're right, Mike. It is. What have you done for me lately?
Right.
But if you are Joe Gibbs or a member of the Redskins, you say, what have I done for you lately? Don't you remember 1991?
Mm-hmm.
75 years of greatness.
Right. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You keep missing extra points.
Yeah, I mean, really, but that is the attitude. It's just like, we remember, you know, and it's all now. What's the last time? When was the last time they were in the Super Bowl? I'm trying to think. What year was it?
1991.
Mm-hmm. 91.
1991.
All right. So 91 was the last. And now it's still that. You know, I think the fans are getting abused in this town, and it's all about the history, and it's all about they need to rattle the cage a little bit. They really do.
It's only been 16 years.
They need to pray harder during field goals.
Yeah, that's another thing you want to see from your coach.
So you think it's Gibbs? You think it's time for
absolutely
old Joe to take a powder?
Christ, you know, I'm all for older people. You know,
well, Joe Gibbs coming into me was running that team the way we run our fantasy league. That's the way that this team is being run. People don't realize
that. That's Snyder, though.
That's Snyder.
I think Gibbs should go work at McDonald's.
He'd be very popular.
I think a man of his age, if he wants to remain vibrant, should work at McDonald's. Work the drive-thru. Or go down and play with your race car.
Well, if he works the drive-thru, there'll be some similarities. He'll still be able to wear a headset. That's a good thing. But isn't this Dan Snyder? Like when Dan Snyder went out and got all the superstars, thinking that's what it takes to make a team when it's not the organization,
Mike,
top to bottom?
Have you already heard the newest underground movement with Redskins fans?
Oh, who do they want now? Who do the spoiled children want now?
We want Bill Cowher.
Oh, of course we do. Get the name. That'll fix everything. Don't analyze the entire organization. You know where it really starts? It starts with the whole organization.
I just get a shovel and go dig up Vince Lombardi's bones.
Hey. Oh, you're skipping a big one. You're skipping George Allen.
Oh, George Allen, of course.
Really? Hey, you know, and what? How about George, you know, the other George Allen? You know, he didn't win the senatorial election. Maybe we can get him to come back and coach.
But, Mike, you'd make more money with Lombardi's bones.
Right, yeah. You probably
No matter how popular the coach George Allen was,
you'd
make so much money with Lombardi's bones.
You think so, or is Lombardi more of a packet guy?
Well,
I think you think of Vince Lombardi, think of the Packers.
Of course you do, but don't the Redskins whore Vince Lombardi out like he was Redskin, mm-hmm. like he was a Redskin first, and
you know who we need for coach
second?
You know who we need to coach the Redskins? Ooh. Sonny. We need Sonny.
I have an iPod for you.
He has an iPod for you. Yeah, but it's just I don't think I've ever seen a sports team take advantage of their fans more than, you do have, it's rated the 28th experience, worst experience in the NFL?
Meanwhile, the team can't suck enough, but you turn on TV and all you get is, go to the Redskins website to buy your merchandise 50% off.
Right, every show's got the Redskins corner and the Redskins this.
Vote for the greatest Redskin player of all time. Collect your Redskins bubble gum and
buy this, excuse me, 1991!
Try winning a game.
Remember, the Redskins have the official chicken and the official fried chicken of Washington Redskins.
Yeah, they've got two. Note
and remember, also, if you're listening to the radio broadcast, the GMRI scoreboard is brought to you by McDonald's.
Listen, they also whore it out like this. They got to deal with Sirius. I've mentioned this before.
Oh, yeah.
The NFL does.
Satellite radio.
Snyder circumvents that, and in the Redskins stadium, there's signs and there's announcements that XM is the official satellite provider of the Redskins.
Incredible.
You can have it both.
Incredible.
Jesus.
But you know what? I tell you, they're great fans. They are great fans, and they come back year after year after year after year. This town is in love with this team. I just like to see this team return the favor a little bit.
You know, I feel sorry for the people that have had season tickets for four
Mike,
years.
We were good. Right. We were good back in 1991. And when we got bad, people stopped listening, okay?
That's right.
Can I tell you something? Where's I only wish loyalty? That they would treat the Redskins the same way. Why is it everybody abandoned us when we went bad?
Well, do you know, seriously, you remember what it was like in the day when we were, you know, when we would hang out with these guys and they would come on shows and it would be more informal and it would be more fun and you had these guys hanging around and having a good time and it doesn't happen as much because it's this weird little we're better than them attitude and it sucks. It really, really sucks. And you know, if they're going to have that, well, once you win a few games, then nobody will really care. How many years have people been saying that? Hey, Dan Snyder, still treat people like crap, but, you know, he can do that as long as he wins a few games. He hasn't won games!
No. All right, well, that's today's pep talk on the NFL.
Pep talk over!
And let's not even talk about Baltimore. My God. Your team sucks, too.
They
I
do.
I mean, seriously, I don't know. I guess if the two local teams... The worst experience would be the Ravens game yesterday. At least the Redskins kept it close until they screwed it up.
Ah.
Can you imagine? I had a buddy who was at the Ravens game yesterday and said, I'm about to puke. Cincinnati has kicked 6 field goals, and the Ravens have fumbled 5 times.
Well, I'll throw another sport in there since I went ahead. And I have a right to, don't I? Don't I have a right to? Me and the other 14,000 people that actually realize we have a hockey team in the city of Washington, D.C.
There's a hockey
team. And they could not suck enough either. And it's one of those. But, hey, but you know, I do like paying attention to all of Ted Leonsis' other ventures.
But, Mike, the hockey team doesn't get the coverage.
No, the hockey team gets completely ignored in this town.
And last night I purposely watched Fox because when the Redskins win, no matter what, on Channel 5, they're the lead story.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
When they lose,
yes,
they go all the way down to the third segment. And last night it was first on Fox, Highway Hell, Teenager Tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That I'm trying to remember the way, you know, on Channel 5, if it bleeds, it leads.
Absolutely.
And they love the two T's together, the two H's together, mm-hmm. two F's together.
Right. Alliteration.
And I'm always like, come on, where's the Redskins news here? Where's the Redskins news?
Right.
And finally, as they're teasing, go to the second bank. And the boys in burgundy and gold had a close one today.
Yeah.
That's how they phrase it.
They soft-pedal that.
Every time. Yeah. Every time.
It's different. It's very different in this town.
How about this? Hi, I'm Lindsay Zarniak. God damn, does anyone think this team will make the playoffs? They suck. Try that tonight, Lindsay Zarniak.
If only.
I love Lindsay's teeth. She's got a great smile.
She's hot.
She's very hot.
For a TV girl, she's hot.
Super hot.
You know, that girl at Channel 4 is leaving to go to Fox News.
Mm. Oh, really?
Shannon Bosom?
Bream?
Shannon Bosom Bream.
Really?
Yes, she is.
Boy, don't you just picture Krebs and Harrison high-fiving each other around the TV? Well, we got rid of another one. And you know what he'll say to her when she leaves? Bah!
Well, that's why Wendy
Joe Krebs.
That's why Wendy Rieger is the reigning piece of ass at Channel 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she doesn't hang around the morning show.
Right.
You know, you got Krebs and Harrison in her Mamie Eisenhower suits going, hey, another one's leaving, another one's moving on up.
10:44 the time. We're looking at a live picture out of Dulles Airport where there's a team of snow removal vehicles going through the over the tarmac. I don't know if it doesn't look like they're cleaning anything because the tarmac looks pretty clean right now.
This is a highly extraordinary race of snow clearing vehicles. They're going around the truck. Whoops, they're just coming to the end right there.
Maybe this was some kind of a drill, as you thought, Joe. I can't tell exactly what they're doing because it does look like those runways look clear.
Electric.
Yeah, they don't suck.
The eighth biggest market in America.
That's right, Rob. The eighth biggest TV market in America.
Okay, well, I see we got a lot of calls.
Go Skins.
About America's team. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
How you guys doing?
Very well.
Hey, I want to just give you a quick stat. If the Redskins had won yesterday and gone 6-3, that would have been their best start in 15 years.
Right. Right. They talked about that during the game.
Yeah, let's put that in perspective.
Would have been.
If they had won, it would have been the first time they'd been 6-3 in
15 mother effing years. Does no one see the stupidity in this?
I think that the money that has been coming into the one of the most valuable sports franchises in the history of mankind will finally begin to show in about 2 years.
It'll pay off.
And they circumvent. Listen, it's all about money. I'll tell you another one of their dirty little secrets, those bastards. And what do I care about licensing agreements? I could care less, but I know that the NFL has this deal with Reebok.
Right.
Where Reebok's got to make all the crap that they wear on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when it comes to shoes, the guys have their choice. They can wear Reebok or Nike. Anything else, they got to cover up with tape.
Right.
Snyder goes around this and makes a deal with Russell Athletic.
Right.
So when he's got one of his propaganda shows on Channel 5 or Channel 9, one of his Redskins Game Day or Redskins Playbook or Redskins, placenta, whatever it is.
That's my favorite one, Redskins placenta.
They're all wearing shirts with the Redskins logo.
Redskins handy.
That say Russell Athletic on
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my point. This is what this team is all about. This team is not about, let's put a good product on the field. They're about, how can we circumvent the rules to have two official soda pops, to have two official chickens, to have two official satellite radio services.
That's their primary goal.
That's all they freaking think about.
And what about the fan experience seriously at the stadium? It's not all about, hey, what can we do? What can we put in for these fans to make it special? No, it's how can we squeeze every last dime out of these fans?
You guys suck. You Redskins suck. And I feel bad for Gibbs. Poor old man.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. My gosh. Are his bowel movements even solid anymore? Does anyone know?
Someone knows, I'm sure.
Probably Coach Bugle.
He's getting forgetful.
That's his job.
Bugs.
He's getting forgetful. He would have forgotten the tickets to the game yesterday, too.
All right.
I'm sorry. No, my wife was joking with me earlier about that. There, see? See how I did that?
It's no fun.
That's what I hit you and then I hit myself.
It's no fun when you do it like that. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.